AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Up to 1 million people are expected on the Ben Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia this evening for Pope Francis Mass. That is the last major event in his trip to the U.S. Last night, he addressed a crowd at the World Meeting of Families Festival. Through an interpreter, Francis says family quarrels should not develop into grudges.
Never let the day end
sin hacer la paz,
without making peace.
Irma Partida, who was at the festival, says she's praying Congress will heed the Pope's call for immigration reform.
I myself have papers, but I have a brother that's suffering, and I wish the miracle comes true.
Bill Clinton blames Republicans and the media for the controversy over Hillary Rodham Clinton's handling of her private email account and server. Ross Simpson with more.
In an interview to be aired Sunday on CNN, the former president describes the email furor as resulting largely from the GOP's full-scale frontal assault on his wife, the Democratic frontrunner. Republicans have raised questions about thousands of emails that she has deleted on grounds that they were private in nature, as well as other messages that have surfaced independently of Hillary Rodham Clinton and the State Department. Ross Simpson, Washington.
President Obama addresses a summit at the UN today. The meeting is searching for ways to take on some of the world's toughest problems, including climate change and extreme poverty. As many as 12 people have been hurt, and when a crowd rushed the stage during a music festival last night in Tempe, Arizona, fire officials say 9 people have been hospitalized, 2 with life-threatening injuries after they were rushed from the Summer Ends Music Festival. Witnesses say people were crushed at the front of the stage after the crowd surged when the reggae band Revolution started to play. This is AP Radio News. An 11-year-old suburban Atlanta boy delivered his baby brother with help from a 911 dispatcher. James Dukes did what the dispatcher told him as his mother, Kenyarda, went into labor at home. Dr. Eric Brown, who was supposed to deliver the child, tells WSB-TV he will help the boy with his desire to be a doctor.
I'm anticipating James to come and spend some time with me at the office, and we're going to help James make his dream come true to be a physician.
His little brother, Royal, and their mom are doing well. After 9 frustrating seasons, the New York Mets are back in the playoffs. A 10-2 road win over Cincinnati gives them the National League East division title. Third baseman David Wright.
An amazing feeling. You know, what we were able to accomplish on the field speaks for itself, but, you know, what we've done in this clubhouse to come together, play as one, to be able to represent New York City, be able to represent the New York Mets fans, it means the world to us.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.